universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Animals show up an awful lot in the Bible, especially sheep. Psalm 23 is a very familiar psalm to many people. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Gives the picture, though, that we are then his sheep. And it gives the example of sheep as they live through their life and the difficulties they have. John chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice and they follow. But I don't know sheep very well. And I hate to do this, but one of the things I do know are dogs. Now, please, people, if you think just because I'm using my dogs in the devotion that I like dogs, please do understand. It's not necessarily the case. Anyway, I was thinking about it. Why couldn't it be, I am the good dog keeper, and my dogs hear my voice, and they follow me? Well, one verse in particular in John chapter 10, Jesus says, and when I bring them out, I, meaning the good shepherd, bring them out, I will go before them, and they will follow me, because they know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. All right. I was thinking about, would that work for dogs? Jesus be the good dog keeper. I bring them out. I go before them. They follow because they know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. Well, I have three dogs. Nelson, he's the one who mostly attaches himself to me. That's why I'm starting with him. He's actually our second dog. Well, let's go ahead and start with Coco. He's the oldest. He's 12. And he's been with us, 12 years. We got him right as a pup. And, you know, his attitude pretty much is, I am the boss, and if I want to do something, I'll do it. So when I call Coco, there's many times I call, and I get so frustrated, and he just, it's almost as though he thinks, if it fits into my grand scheme of things and I want to do it, I'll come to Dave. But if I don't want to, I won't. And there are times when he's outside in the backyard, fully fenced. I'll get to that in a second. And I call him, go, come. And he won't come. And I hear him barking like crazy. Well, he found a rabbit or a squirrel and is chasing that. Does he hear me? No. Second dog is Nelson. Nelson's a schnauzer. He loves to run. And I shared about that when we first got him and how he found a hole in the fence or made a hole down at the bottom of the fence and ran. And it took several people and a good hour to get him. And my wife was saying, just as she would come up and say, Nelson, he'd almost look at her and smile and run. He was just so excited to run. There's so many adventuresome things out there that I gotta run. Well, so he doesn't follow. And then Blaze, she's a little Shih Tzu that Tori adopted. And why do we have three dogs in the house? Man, oh man, I don't know. But anyway, that's her favorite dog, and she sleeps with him. And I guess that's why she wanted a dog to snuggle with and helps her sleep. And it is kind of a cute thing and all. But she, when you call her, she was a rescue dog and from a puppy mill. I think she was abused by people and other dogs. Because if you call her name, what does she do? She runs and hides. Just the other day, it's like, Blaze, and she's wearing this little bell, tinkle, 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 and I could hear it moving around the house, and I'd go after her, and then she'd run and hide some more. And, you know, if you were a fly on the wall, it would have been a hilarious sight. Yeah, right. Blind guy racing around trying to find this dog, and the dog kept hiding and not being found. Well, you know, when I think about it, I guess Jesus didn't say he was the dog keeper and we're the dogs for a good reason. Though, kind of, sometimes it does fit us. Because so often, we are like Coco. If it fits into my scheme, I'll do it, even if God tells me. Because I don't like to be told, even by God. I want to do what I want. Yeah, I fit that sometimes. Or it's like Nelson, run, run, run. Oh, what exciting things out there. And are tantalized by a leaf or a bug or something. Well, we as human beings, we chase after tons of things rather than God. And sometimes we are so beat up and beat down, all we want to do is hide out of fear, like little Blaze. I guess that's why Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. I guess you could say in a way, taking my analogy, and I, of course if you take an analogy too far, it'll blow up in your face and all that, but he's transforming us from being dog-like to being sheep-like. If you want to learn lots about sheep, about a year ago I had one, an episode, episode 83, The Key Qualities of Sheep. Go back and listen to that, and you'll hear a lot. Again, it's episode 83. It's on the list at the website. I'll just say sheep are very simple-minded. They really do know the shepherd's voice, and they really do follow only him and not a stranger. Oh, stranger, yeah. Nelson, he'll go barking at the door, but as soon as the stranger comes in, he'll start licking him. And, oh, if you got a treat in your hand, then Coco will come up too. So they'll listen to strangers. We often do that as sinful human beings. But not sheep. Sheep just follow the one voice. Guess that's why Jesus says he's the good shepherd and we're to be the sheep. He's helping us become something we aren't. I guess that's kind of what the Christian life is all about on this side, isn't it? And as we wander and get caught and in the brambles, we run away or we hide or if we just kind of whatever. Good thing to know is Jesus is the good shepherd. He does come after us. He does clean us up and wash us up. He does feed us and nourish us. He does all the things a shepherd does lovingly. Caringly. That's our Jesus. And meanwhile, then, we can tell others who are dog-like, racing around, or hiding, or arrogant, or whatever, that, hey, there's a better way, a safer way, and an eternal way. That's by going with the shepherd. Again, John 10, verse 4 says, and when I bring them out, they follow me. Oh, I go before them and they follow me because they know my voice. They won't follow a stranger. Huh. Let's pray. Jesus, help us not to follow strangers or strange things or strange whatever. Help us to really focus in on your voice and follow you. Lord, it's so easy to hear these other things, but you know, they don't lay down their life for us, and they don't do all those special things like give eternal life or nourish us, but you do. Help us to follow you, to hear your voice, and keep in your flock. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away, dave.andrus@not-alone.net.